We opened up the phone lines at 602-805-0101. Life is be life and dad be daddying. Every day is something else with my three kids. The latest is my 11 and 9-year-old decided to text daddy as to say they're quitting karate classes that I just put them in like a month and a half ago. So I'm upset because the big thing is I don't want to raise quitters. I had to teach them a little life lesson. I got my Bob Saget on last night and sat him down and explained quitting is not
an option. Violin in the background.
Yeah. Cue the 80s music or 90s music or whatever.
I loved those parts of Full House.
I really felt like Bob Saget. Hey, Deej, sit down.
Deej. I love that you just said that.
Got a minute, Stephanie?
Comment out.
Comment. Stop humping my leg. Go with Uncle Joey. Cut it out. So, you know, I gave him a life lesson. You shouldn't be quitting things over the text messages. And then I just started thinking, I was like, how many things people probably have quit via text. JD just let us know that his friend, that you guys were friends for 8 years, right after college, just quit the friendship, decided he wanted out because you guys are smarter than him, and his dumbass had to do another semester of school and just dip and moved out.
And it's a true story. I mean, you can call anybody. He just was like, hey,
I don't want to call him.
Yeah, no, I don't want to call him either. I don't even know what his number is.
Sienna, have you ever quit anything via text?
Yeah, so I technically made one of my maid of honors quit being maid of honor while I was getting ready to get married. What? So I had two really good friends, my best friend Gabriella that we always talk about, and then I had another friend. And I made both of them my maid of honor because I didn't know how to decide. Libra, we're indecisive, and I wanted to be fair. And she just was not showing up, and Gabriella was kind of taking on everything, and she felt like, you know, things need to be distributed evenly, but this other girl wasn't showing up. Mind you, she had other stuff going on, but communication was horrible. And she just was not showing up for me in the way that I really wanted her to as a friend going through this era of my life of getting married. So I had to tell her that she was no longer going to be my maid of honor. And I did it through text, which I now regret as a 29-year-old woman because I feel like I could have called her and had a conversation, even though I did multiple times. But I felt like text would really get through to her because I typed out everything I felt. I reread it so many times and I was like, okay, this is the perfect way to do it. And then now I was like, I guess I should have just picked up the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Never do anything by text, y'all. Yeah. Just a life lesson. You could be young, like a 9-year-old little girl, or in your 20s and your 30s. It's always more important. I think you'll regret it if you did it via text.
Yeah, it's not the way to go. I mean, it takes out the human emotion of things. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
So on the board, quitting karate, quitting friendships, mm-hmm. quitting bridesmaids.
Yes, maid of honors.
All right. Let's talk to Allison in Ahwatukee. Allison, what did you quit? Via text.
This is so awful, but I quit my relationship via text.
You broke up with somebody via text.
Yeah, and normally I would never do that, but in this case, I think you guys will have my back.
Okay, what happened?
So me and Derek were dating for, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months.
Uh-huh.
And things started to get like really good, hot and heavy.
Hello. Make that toll, girl. Hello.
Yeah. And then he started introducing me to some of his friends and some of his like distant family, cousins, etc. So it turns out that Derek is a complete and utter conspiracy theorist.
Right. I love it already.
Okay.
Now, oh, no.
When I say conspiracy theories, I'm talking the full gamut, like JFK, like nobody ever landed on the moon, like showing me videos of 9/11.
Wait.
Inside jobs.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Give us time. Yeah, give us time to breathe here.
So you knew nothing about this when you started dating him, that he was into a good old conspiracy theory? Or
I mean, like, he made jokes here and there, but I didn't think that he was serious about it. I just kind of thought it was like light banter,
right?
You know, and then like we would get into a heavy conversation now and then, and he started getting into the whole JFK thing, and I was like, all right, you know, maybe the grassy knoll, I don't know, I'm not into that.
There was someone on that grassy knoll, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I don't know. I mean, all kinds of weird stuff happens every day. We are not there. We don't know. This is a long time ago. No big deal. So I kind of brushed it off.
Okay.
Then he starts talking about like reptilians and aliens and like how the reptilians are controlling the planet. And I was like, again, like, I'm not really into politics. So if you want to call our politicians reptiles, I can kind of go by.
Yeah, I would have been out. Was that the last straw with him, or was there something that he said? You're just like, I'm okay, there's more.
No.
Okay. Of course, there's more.
The straw that broke the camel's back was actually a text message that he sent me to prove to me. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
That the earth is absolutely flat.
Yeah.
Okay. One of those then.
There's nothing worse than when someone sends you an article about something like that.
Not just an article, like a dissertation.
Oh, no.
Like gosh. A whole full-blown thing with proven facts to show me that he absolutely not only believes it, but he can prove it.
And you know what? What if it is flat? You know?
Yeah, you believe it too. Jenny believes it's flat too.
He's sitting there nodding his head like, yeah.
I mean, first our elections, and then second, people believe that, you know, the earth is round. Yeah, I get it.
I'm just thinking, putting myself in Allison's shoes, you have to eventually introduce this man to your family and your friends, and now they're going to judge you because your man's a little off.
Yeah, and I'm not flat, but that's besides the point. And I just, I mean, like, introducing him to my parents, and my parents are a little bit on the religious side, so I just thought, you know, I better get out of this before I become a conspiracy myself.
Wow. Yeah, I remember a co-host that I worked with back in the day. She was big on the moon landing not being real, and I thought she was kidding with me because you always, like, follow up with that person and be like, wait, do you really think that? And she was dead serious. She was like, yeah, we did not land on the moon. I was like, all right.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting into that one.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, now wait, you're deep diving.
Hold on. Joey's a massive conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
What would you call it? Like a lingerer. You linger around it. Like you're very intrigued by conspiracy
theories. I am intrigued by it. So someone has a good one, I'm going to listen. I go, because I don't want to just shoot down people's. Now I do, you know, believe the earth is round. But the moon thing.
Uh-huh.
That one is very interesting. I might believe that one, that we all set up to beat the Russians.
I think there's a difference between having a conspiracy theory and believing a conspiracy.
Every single one.
Like if your boyfriend is saying or your ex-boyfriend is saying the earth is 100% flat and there's no real genuine like proof. I mean, there is proof that it's not flat. Because you like the theories of letting your mind think.
Yeah. Like, what if?
Yeah, but not believing a full-blown conspiracy theory.
I don't know. The moon thing. I think that was on a back lot Universal Studios.
You're about to be friends with her ex.
I was going to say, we'll get the number off air.
Your ex's name is Derek, you say?
Joey's about to go have a beer with him.
Sure, he's lonely. He needs a good talk. All right, via text. Via text is on the board. You broke up your relationship. Are you in a new one? Do you ask about if he believes in that stuff?
No. I am in a conspiracy that all men are just not for me.
Yeah. All right, you're lesbian. Honest. I love it. I love that. Yeah, you kind of did.
I'm not opposed to it.
Hello.